Scores of court cases have recently been dismissed in Baltimore after police body camera footage surfaced of several separate incidents in which officers appeared to engage in questionable activity. Just this past Monday, Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's office threw out 43 cases because of such footage. Yesterday, City Police Commissioner Kevin Davis came out against the state attorney's decision, saying,
"We as law enforcement have the ultimate task of always doing our very best to get it right. At times, however, we fall short, and the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt inside of a courtroom is not met. But we must not misconstrue mistakes in judgment by police officers as criminality."
WIPR's City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi is on the line with us now to tell us more. Dominique, can you describe what happened in this most recent incident?
Well, Taquan Jones, 22-year-old young man, had a warrant out for his arrest on June 14th. He was charged with possession of marijuana and an attempt to distribute, which the police did arrest him for. While they were arresting him and he was in handcuffs, he had escape in the second degree where he actually ran away from police while in handcuffs. And they finally made the arrest about two blocks away when they caught him.
What did the body camera footage that's in question now show?
So the body camera footage shows the initial arrest when they handcuffed him. He has some money in his hand. That got thrown down. They actually show him running. They show the foot chase. They show him running into these bushes with his hands behind his back still. And we see the police officer running after him. And from there, we see the arrest. Then we have a phone call on June 16th when Jones was in prison that he made to a friend that asked his friend to go and pick up a Rello pack, which had the drugs inside, whatever drugs he was holding, had these drugs inside this Rello pack where he left with police. He said, "I left it in the bushes near Gills Avenue where he was arrested." So the police then say that on the 17th of June, they went there to recover the drugs that this young man had dropped during the escape. And Commissioner Kevin Davis explains from here.
"So when our officer picks it up, he looks inside and sees the drugs. He also simultaneously realizes that he doesn't have his camera on. So he's not reenacting the recovery. In fact, another officer's body-worn camera captures it. He's simply putting it down immediately and documenting where he recovered it from. So it's not a reenactment. It's not being restaged, and we could probably sit here and wordsmith all afternoon long, but this one's not, certainly not planting evidence."
Now, to be clear, is this the first time that Commissioner Davis has come out publicly against the state's attorney's decision in this sort of case?
Yes, this is the first time, and it is the third case of police body camera footage coming under scrutiny. As we know, 43 out of the 101 cases impacted by this footage were thrown out. And Kevin Davis says, well, in the past, you know, he's disciplined officers. He's disciplined 62 officers on the force. But this time, he says,
"In my humble opinion, the decision to drop this particular case and to drop other cases was a bad call. It was a bad flag, right? And sometimes you got to pick up the flag and go to the instant replay booth. I don't think that this decision helps the crime fight in any way, shape, or form."
How is State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby reacting to what Davis said yesterday?
She has a very different view on this. She thinks that anything to do with police, as she says in her statement, reenacting discovery of and seizure of evidence, cannot be the face of policing in Baltimore. This is a quote from her statement yesterday. "The moment an officer decides to reenact both the discovery and excludes this reenactment in a statement of probable cause, it undermines the public trust and creates indefensible doubts in the minds of the general public, judges, and jurors."
Moving forward, what's the police department doing to make sure that body cameras are being properly used by officers?
So Kevin Davis has put out a memorandum to officers making sure they turn on their body cameras. There's a retraining now kind of going on, making sure police are really informed about how to use their cameras properly. And again, they've restated that their policy is they do not reenact finding of evidence.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WIPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.